online, smartphones, DSTV,
and 92.7
and 106 FM.
10 past 8, you are listening to the Karima Brown Show. Hello, good evening and welcome. This is 702. Now today, President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced Advocate Shamila Batoy as the new National Director of Public Prosecutions. Batoy was among five candidates recommended to the President to be considered for the position. 11 candidates were initially interviewed for this position by a panel led by Minister Jeff Radebe. Let's take a quick listen to the President make the announcement before we get reaction from Democratic Alliance MP Advocate Glynis Breitenbach, as well as the CEO of ARTA, Mr. Wayne Duvenage.
After consideration of their recommendations, I have decided in terms of Section 179 of the Constitution to appoint Advocate Shamila Batoy as the new National Director of Prosecutions. I'm confident that Advocate Batoy possesses all the attributes of a capable NDPP. Throughout her extensive and distinguished career and in the course of the selection process, she has shown herself to be a fit and proper person. Advocate Batoy has served as a senior legal advisor to the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court. As the NP Act requires, she has the experience, the consciousness, and the integrity to be entrusted with the responsibility of being the next National Director of Public Prosecutions.
That is, of course, President Cyril Ramaphosa making that all-important announcement, which, of course, had the whole country holding its breath. We know that the Constitutional Court had given the President 90 days, and today was, of course, D-Day. So we are going to, of course, now take a look at who Shamila Batoy is, what she brings to the job, and whether she is the woman that can actually deal with the very many challenges faced by the National Prosecuting Authority. So I'd like to say a very good, warm welcome to Advocate Glynis Breitenbach, who is, of course, the DA spokesperson on these issues. Advocate Breitenbach, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima. Thanks very much.
And then I've also got the Chief Executive Officer at ARTA, Mr. Wayne Duvenage. Mr. Duvenage, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. Nice to be with you and with you, Glynis.
Okay, so before I start with the questions to the two of you, let's take a listen to Ms. Shamila Batoy speak on her appointment today.
My only obligation is to serve the country with humility and with dedication to the best of my ability. Each one of us, no matter where we are, must be ready to sacrifice the necessary to fight the good fight. Our country needs us. Let us not forget that this is also a historic moment for women. It is a recognition by our president that the role of women in the pursuit of equality, justice, and a fair society is important. The president, and by proxy, the people, have bestowed a lot of confidence in me. The least I can do is to reciprocate that confidence.
That is, of course, Shamila Batoy, the first female head of the National Prosecuting Authority. Glynis Breitenbach, in brief, your reaction to the president's final decision?
Well, we welcome this decision. We welcome the appointment of Shamila. And, of course, we would like to congratulate her on her appointment. I think the president has made a good choice. Shamila is an experienced prosecutor. She was the DPP of KZ. She has since got international experience at the ICC. She's a very good administrator, and I certainly think that she can do the job.
What is it about her that makes you think that she can deal with an organization that was essentially hollowed out, that still has enclaves of state capture individuals and individuals linked to state capture? I'm thinking specifically here of someone like Moiponi Noko, who's the NDPP head in KwaZulu-Natal. The National Prosecuting Authority is as strong as its weakest link. Can she take the tough decisions and make heads roll in this organization?
The National Prosecuting Authority is a top-down organization. If the head of the organization has integrity and leads with integrity, then that is the direction that the NPA will go. So those people who do not wish to follow suit, who do not wish to fit that mold, who don't wish to prosecute without fear, favor, or prejudice,
mm-hmm.
and honor their oath to the constitution of this country, they will eventually, sooner rather than later, leave the organization because it will become too uncomfortable for them.
Mm-hmm.
Those that don't leave voluntarily must be invited to seek employment elsewhere. And I certainly think that Shamila is capable of doing that particular job.
Mm-hmm.
Those who do want to do the job in the fashion that is envisaged by law will gravitate towards Shamila and her leadership, and the organization will right itself. So it's a big job to fix the NPA, make them safe, but it's not an impossible job.
Absolutely. Mr. Duvenage, obviously Ms. Batoy is not a rookie. She has 15 years of experience in the role of the Director of Public Prosecutions in KwaZulu-Natal. She was described as a tigress when she led the prosecution of the very well-loved Proteas Captain Hansie Cronje at the King Commission of Inquiry in KwaZulu-Natal. And she, of course, also has chosen to deal with some of the issues that came out that led to former President Nelson Mandela to be investigating apartheid hate squad activity. So she has certainly done some great work. She was also a legal advisor at the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court of Justice. And of course, it's very interesting because South Africa wants to withdraw from the ICC. It's interesting that we had someone that served there. Your reaction to Ms. Batoy, and more importantly, her grit and her ability to recalibrate the National Prosecuting Authority.
Yes, and I think just from what you said, a woman with mettle, a woman with the moral courage, and the right person to do the job. And for us, this is about an appointment that is so long overdue to rectify an institution which has been decimated. It's not going to happen overnight. She's got a lot of work to do, but I think there's a lot of low-hanging fruit, some really good cases. A lot of stuff has been put in place with much evidence for her to get to work quite quickly, to be seen to be doing the job relatively quickly as she then deals with the rot internally, and there's a lot of barricades there that have to be taken down, and then to recall and build this organization up, get the talent, because it is severely lacking in the capacity it needs. So we are very, very excited. This is a momentous day for South Africa, because if what we see happened in the Public Prosecutor's Office under Thuli's leadership happening here,
yes,
even at half that pace, we expect it to be a lot more. This country will cherish the work that she's going to be doing. And this is what builds trust in the whole judicial system. This is what, and the law enforcement processes, this is what the public need, because we are, the public are so dejected. There's a total lack of trust. And now we think that things are going to turn around. So this is long overdue and a time to celebrate.
Absolutely. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. You are listening to the Karima Brown Show. This is, of course, 702. We are getting reaction on the appointment of Shamila Batoy as the country's first female National Prosecuting Authority boss. My guest, of course, Advocate Glynis Breitenbach from the DA, but also a former prosecutor and has been in the business for 25 years, and the Chief Executive Officer at ARTA, Mr. Wayne Duvenage. Ms. Breitenbach, you have been a chief, you have been a prosecutor for a very long time. You know exactly what is required. There's been a lot of skills deficit at the NPA. There is said to be a budget crisis, you heard recently in Parliament. Is Ms. Batoy going to be able to have the political clout to lobby for her institution to be resourced as it should be? Because she has a to-do list, as long as a piece of string.
Oh, certainly she has a to-do list that's going to keep her busy for the next 10 years. But also, you know, resources are an issue. South Africa doesn't have an unlimited budget, and all government departments have been forced to accept budget cuts. So she's going to have to learn to do more with less. She's going to have to be creative and innovative. But she's also going to have to attract skills.
Mm.
So those people who left the organization because of the politicking must be enticed back. And those people who are bad eggs, and there are quite a few of them, must go.
Now, this is the question I wanted to... this is what I wanted to ask you. If we look at, for example, SARS, right? We had the Nugent Commission of Inquiry into SARS to look at tax administration. Then we also had a process that looked at the disciplinary process of Mr. Tom Moyane, because it's under his tenure that all of these things happen. There's been many calls, Ms. Breitenbach, for a commission of inquiry into the NPA, into the SAPs, into the Hawks, the entire value chain, because it was so targeted and because of the corruption that happened and the political interference. Do you still think that that is necessary? How does Ms. Patoy practically go about rooting out the bad apples whilst keeping up the morale and the spirit of those who are ready to serve and ready to work?
Well, that's just terribly difficult to do. In the rooting out of the bad apples, she will automatically restore the morale of the NPA.
Mm-hmm.
There are way over 2,000 prosecutors in South Africa. Most of them go to work every day to do their best. Most of them have no interest in politics.
Mm.
And that's as it should be. And most of them simply go to work to do the job that the law requires them to do.
Yeah.
In rooting out the bad apples, the morale of those good prosecutors will automatically go up, because the reason for the poor morale is the fact that there are these bad apples.
Yeah.
So once they've been rooted out, everyone will be very happy to go back to work. Those people who left because of the bad apples will return. Because you don't do a job like a prosecutor to become independently wealthy. You do it because you believe in the job. They'll come back to that job, and if she provides integrity and leads with integrity, she'll have no difficulty improving the morale, and B, attracting back skills.
Mr. Duvenage,
just good leadership will take care of that problem.
Absolutely. But of course, good leadership can't just be done by an individual, even though Ms. Breitenbach made it very clear that the NPA is a top-down structure. You need your regional NDPP heads to work with you. We know that there are bad apples in the regions, and of course, we know there are people with definite political agendas. One of the things that attracted me to Ms. Johnson was that she was upfront about the fact that President Thabo Mbeki interfered with the prosecution process of Jackie Salibi. And she made it clear that she won't tolerate politicians giving her orders. We know we have a situation where many politicians might end up in jail because they are implicated in state capture in various processes. Trials are ongoing. There's the VBS scandal. Do you think Ms. Patoy is going to be able to hold the line and keep the president and the politicians and the pressures at bay and take her where the facts and the evidence lead her?
I think so. She has shown and indicated the ability to do so. So we must give her, make way for that and allow that to happen. I don't think that she's going to allow the politicians to interfere.
Yes.
And this is where the president is going to, we're going to be able to see now his ability to stand back and say, I cannot and I will not interfere. The rule of law must take its place and give her the room to do what she's got to do. She will then go through the process of knowing who she can trust, who she can work with, and I think she probably knows a lot of that already.
Yeah.
She's got her eyes on the few people that will be in her way. She's going to have to manage that, so I think she's going to have good advice. So it will be a bit of a maze, but not an insurmountable one. And if she is allowed to let this rule of law process flow,
yes,
and the president steps back with a smile on his face, his credibility goes up, the nation's credibility, the NPA's credibility, and so we have an immense positive effect in the country, because the one thing that has been frustrating everybody is, for the last number of years, is with so much evidence against so many people in our face of nothing happening, we have to see this happen. When that starts to happen, I can assure you, the morale just of the nation, and already the NPA people inside, must be celebrating tonight. They have got a beautiful future, and so is this country.
All right, the final question to you, Ms. Breitenbach. You said that people have been forced out, and of course we know that you were particularly harassed when you were in the prosecuting service. Would you serve under Shamila Batoi? Would you go back?
Given the correct circumstances, I would happily serve under Shamila Batoi.
That is really interesting. So you would give up your DA position and you'd go back into prosecutorial services to serve the nation?
Given the circumstances, yes.
All right. Thank you very much. There we know. Advocate Glynis Breitenbach, ready to serve under the new first National Prosecuting Authority boss, who is a female, Shamila Batoi. We will come back shortly after this to talk about what is happening at the SABC.